This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Welcome to La Liga Weekly, and congratulations to FC Barcelona, champions again with a Clásico victory and a couple of brilliant goals. They're on target for 100 points and a perfect home campaign, the key to which they've surely been playing at three different stadiums. Hansi Flick is staying and tells us that he wants to be Barca boss when the Camp Nou is finished. Mate, Pau Cubarsí will be the Barcelona manager when the Camp Nou is finished. They were pushed all the way by the mighty Real Madrid, who managed to turn a 4-point deficit from Xabi Alonso into a 14-point deficit under Álvaro Arbeloa. At least all that grumbling in the playing squad has stopped. Now they're just beating each other unconscious. Arbeloa stopped at just a verbal lashing for Kylian Mbappe, who limped out of training with a hamstring injury and a pristine shirt. He can now lick his wounded feelings floating around on a yacht in the Mediterranean as Florentino Perez gets out the world's shortest contacts book and discovers he's only got one name listed between A and Z. Still, no side has been relegated, as long as we get this sent off to the podcast uploaders before Girona play on Monday night. Oviedo are on borrowed time. How fitting it would be if they go down, failing to score and having two men sent off. More red cards for them this season than they've scored goals in front of their home supporters. Sevilla's comeback win over Espanyol doesn't mean that they're safe from relegation, but they could still qualify for Europe and then almost certainly win whichever cup competition they're in next season. And speaking of European competitions, Rayo Vallecano are into a European final. They are by far La Liga's most conference league of all of the clubs. What a competition designed to spread the UEFA love a little further and wider by having the Premier League and La Liga meet in the final every season. Rayo's semi-final victory means that Spain will get a fifth Champions League spot, which is likely to be Real Betis, despite them giving every single impression that they'd rather do anything else instead. Terry Gibson, ladies and gentlemen, went up in my estimation yesterday when it became abundantly clear he had no idea who Olivia Rodrigo was.
Guilty. I thought he was one of the players' wives or something. Luckily, I didn't go down that rabbit hole. My commentator, Bruno Begarecci, we've been looking at each other with vacant expressions. But
how old is Bruno? Bruno's can't be that. He's not very old.
Yeah, I'd say he's in his 30s.
Yeah, he should know Olivia Rodrigo is. I know Olivia Rodrigo is.
I haven't. Your children are an age, though, where you probably pick up on what they like. And my children are a bit older. So my son wouldn't know.
Yeah.
My daughter probably would, but they haven't passed that information on to me.
Yes. Anyway, by the by.
But people were sitting at home, not abusing my commentary, just by the fact that after three or four visits to the director's box, we didn't know and didn't bother
to. You get a cutaway in a crowd and you could be talking about something else and it's gone. But when they keep cutting back to her and you don't mention it, you keep going back out. Don't know who she is, do they? Oh, well done. You don't need to know. You know who Barcelona's third choice left back is. That's more important.
Exactly.
That's what you paid for. So the game, the Clásico, and the whole. We've got to discuss the whole season, the way it's panned out, and it's panned out Barca's way. We'll be nice and start with Barcelona, shall we? Because there's a lot to say. Rashford. They scored two brilliant goals, didn't they? Rashford's lash for the free kick was something
unbelievable.
Else. And then the quick way, real classic flick Barca, wasn't it? Bang, bang, bang for the other goal. So
Yeah.
you know they showed us what they're about.
For the first 30 minutes, I thought they were brilliant, and it was the movement off the ball. It was the how quick they were recovering the ball as well. I called it a pack of eight, and probably because I'd just commentated on Athletic Club against Celta, against my games are all over the place. Who did they play Athletic? Yeah, I did it yesterday
Valencia.
at Valencia, and Athletic weren't doing that. It was they had two players in the attacking half of the pitch trying to win the ball back. And the midfield four were on the halfway line, the back four were 10, 15 meters deeper than them. And then when you suddenly do one game and you do the next game and you see the difference between the two teams, and Barcelona was sending eight players in to try and win the ball back, and they're two centre backs on the halfway line. So, yeah, people say that's, oh, that's a problem. They can, and they got picked apart on two or three occasions in the first half last night, but last ditch defending, and Gonzalo Garcia misses a chance. But in that first half, when they committed eight players into winning the ball back, and then the movement off the ball when they were in possession, they were, I thought they were electric in that first 20, 25, 30 minutes. They were brilliant. And it's you know, the stakes were high. Emotions were high because of what happened, you know, to Hansi Flick's father. And it was, you never know how that's going to turn out. You know, the anticipation of winning the league title, astonishingly, I had no idea that that would be the first time they've actually won a title playing Real Madrid. So that was historic. I was flabbergasted when I heard that. And it couldn't have gone any better for them. The goal from Rashford, how he beats Courtois from there, I don't know. And it was no fault on the goalkeeper. It's not one of those where you look and think, goalkeeper shouldn't get beat that side. I mean, it has to be in the top corner. It has to be hit powerful enough that Courtois can't get there. That was an astonishing goal. As you said, the second goal was a slick Barcelona piece of play. Dani Olmo and Ferran Torres swapping positions. Rudiger was charging down Dani Olmo, and he was the only one charging down Ferran Torres to try and block the shot as well. And Barcelona were brilliant. It tailed off a little bit after that. Real Madrid probably deserved a goal. Barcelona probably could have got another couple. But it was the second half was strange to start with. It was, are we ready to celebrate? No, it's Real Madrid. They don't mind the comeback. And I think to Real Madrid's credit, their performance was solid last night, considering who they didn't have available, and Dean Howson pulling out 10 minutes before kickoff. Whole list of injured players, not a lot on the bench for Arbeloa. It could have gone horribly wrong when it went 2-0 after before 20 minutes. You're thinking this could get nasty now for an hour or so left, but they didn't. They believed they could still get back into the game. They didn't misbehave. It wasn't spiteful. They were sporting at the end, and there wasn't a lot of criticism about Real Madrid last night. It was the criticism now is that you know what has happened in the second half of the season. I mean, week 24, Barcelona lost to Girona, and they were 2 points behind. That was mid-Feb. 2 point, they trailed Real Madrid by 2 points. In 11 games, which Barcelona won all 11, it's been a 16-point turnaround in 11 matches. Yes, Barcelona won all 11. Real Madrid have lost four, drawn two, won five. But a 16-point turnaround in that space of time is incredible. And that's unfortunately, it's down to the fact that Arbeloa is there and Xabi Alonso probably.
Although, I mean, that I think is undeniable that they'd have done better under Xabi Alonso. However, in terms of culpability for the season, I'm putting Arbeloa well down the list. Florentino Perez is
Yeah,
at my top of my
exactly.
list, and then the big players.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think Arbeloa is a fall guy, isn't he? And to be honest, I'm looking around at the television and the media where I'm in Spain. They're not really, it barely gets a mention, to be honest. It's the players, it's Florentino Perez, it's José Mourinho. It appears now that's closer than ever before. And it's yeah, Barbaloa is kind of cannon fodder, really. He's not really in the debate, but it's
So
but
let's.
they were okay last night, considering the players they were missing. I can be critical of their recent performances and recent reasons, and the stuff that's going on behind the scenes. Hearing rumours that half a dozen players told Arbeloa they don't want to speak to him anymore. There was a story last week, wasn't there, about two of the players' parents have been in touch with the club about their playing time for their son. The punch up last week, which is incredible.
So we need to dwell on that. I want to read one about the game first, Mal, and one of the Patriots. Yeah. Asensio for the second goal summed up Real Madrid's season. Not bothered, someone else will fix it.
That's what I'm saying. Rudiger chased Dani Olmo, who flicks it around the corner to Ferran Torres, and who's closing down Ferran Torres, throwing himself in front of it, is Rudiger.
Yeah.
And he's gone from one to the other. And immediately I thought, well, where's the rest of the defence? That's a fair point. And Asensio is one of those that's got the ump with. Carvajal's got the ump with him. There's half a dozen that got the ump with him, with Arbeloa.
Which is shows a lack of respect, doesn't it? So we'll do Jose Mourinho before we do the dressing room stuff.
Let's do jobs.
Yeah, let's get Jose done. So, yeah, which is, I mean, you sort of worked it out a few weeks ago. I remember there's a Sherlock Holmes thing about where he says, once you've eliminated everything impossible, anything left, no matter how improbable, must be the answer. So once you've gone through all of the other things that Florentino Perez won't do, you're sort of thinking, oh, so he's going to appoint Jose Mourinho then.
Yeah, exactly. See, when it was first announced that muted that it could be Jose, I thought, oh, don't be ridiculous. The okay, way it ended up.
Yeah.
It was like, it ended up like it is now almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember Ronaldo being in a tunnel and refusing to go out because Jose Mourinho, he was hiding from Jose. They were hiding from each other, avoiding each other. And the other players were laughing, and it was a problem. But it appears now that there doesn't appear anyone else in the running.
No, it seems like anyone with the heft to be the Real Madrid manager won't work for Florentino Perez. It would seem to be it. And Mourinho is the next one that you get to if Ancelotti and Zidane are busy.
And it's a return to the big time. With all due respect to Benfica, it's a return to the big time for Jose, isn't it? I don't even know how he's doing it in Portugal.
Yeah.
Saw a little bit in the Champions League. They beat Real Madrid, didn't they? Then they got knocked out in the playoffs. I don't know how it's gone for him in Portugal. I presume it's been okay, but it's...
Keep talking and I'll pretend I know.
It's going to be Real Madrid. I'd be surprised if there's anyone else now that comes forward. To take on the opportunity for a number of reasons. And there's a lot of good managers about.
Yeah.
I mean, Ernesto Valverde, I know he's managed Barcelona. We've got Marcelino's left Villarreal. They're capable of managing Real Madrid, but they're not going to get it. You've got Antonio Iraola, who's not going to be in the running for it. There are other managers, but they're hampered by the fact that they're looking at it from afar and going, I don't want to get involved with that lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the worst thing. It's not like Xabi Alonso still getting linked with all the jobs he was linked with before.
Yeah.
So it doesn't kill your career. But if you are Iraola and you've got this choice now, you know, your stock's gone up again, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And you're thinking, can he get the Real Madrid players running around to a tactical plan, working as hard as you meant to out of possession with Iraola, or not? Are you just on the hiding to nothing with them? That's the problem. Whereas Jose is a bit more, he doesn't really have a style, Jose, does he? He gets good players to defend, and he man manages well for a few months.
I mean, I think it's the issue is, yeah, the players to a degree, but to change things, you need the backing of the president. And he hasn't got that, unfortunately. So that's going to be an issue for him. And it's going to be something that's, if you don't feel you've got the backing of Florentino Perez and you feel that the players are still going to have the power, that's what's going to turn managers away from doing it.
Yeah, because you just feel you're on a hiding to nothing. And
you'll
end up looking like Xabi Alonso half a season in thinking, oh, well, I'll just go then.
Exactly.
That's what it is. Benfica are second in the league. They're 9 points behind Porto. So... not great.
That's no.
Yeah.
That's going to be, it's, yeah, but that's not going to be enough to say, oh, we can't have him.
Yeah. Agreed.
It's going to be the case that he's going to, you know, go with someone he knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Which seems to be what he always wants to do. Right, so we need to talk about Valverde, Tchouaméni, etc. I mean, it's an extraordinary state of affairs, isn't it? I mean, it's a football club that gets, as much attention as any other football club in the world. Real Madrid, of course, it
Yeah.
does. So you have to behave with the utmost of professionalism. Now, there'll be times. I mean, you've told me fascinating tales of you having punch-ups with your teammates, but that was back in the day, and that was Wimbledon. That wasn't
Yeah,
Real Madrid now.
there are. It's always happened. I mean, I've been involved in it, and I've witnessed it between clubs and players. It might be someone's kicked you twice in training, and it might be something that happened in a game on a Saturday, and then you. But for that to last for 2 days was is bizarre,
It's
and
like a club with no leadership, isn't it? That's,
yeah,
yeah.
and it's ongoing. There was allegations of being a snitch to the media and stuff like that, and. And it seems like there's been three or four incidents, not just with those two. Carreras and Rüdiger have had a set to as well. Mbappe had a row with one of the coaching staff. I saw Rüdiger slap one of the backroom staff as well in training, which he thought was funny, but it offended and upset the guy that was on the.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7 day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com. This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Receiving end of it's carnage. They're out of control, and the fact that they've realised probably a few weeks ago now they weren't going to win the league, they weren't going to win anything, and there's no leader from Arbeloa. The fact that six of the players are now saying don't talk to me and stuff like that. Danny Ceballos was fit yesterday. They had loaded youngsters on the bench, and Arbeloa still didn't use him. I'm dubious, suspicious of why Carvajal's disappeared. He's one of those that fallen out with Arbeloa. And the problem then is they know he's not going to be there. Now, it's awkward for Carvajal because he's a legend of Real Madrid, but his contract's up, so he might not even be there next season. But Danny Ceballos, his contract isn't up. He's just said, well, you'll be gone before me. Let's wait and see what happens. So that's where it becomes untidy when they know that the interim manager's not going to be there and there's no discipline now. And Mbappe. He's getting the blame for it. There's about 10 million signatures on a petition, which is bizarre, isn't it? That people who don't even support Real Madrid are doing it just for the fun of it, just to get him out.
Well, that's the modern communication world, isn't it? Now we can
Yeah.
all just join in, and people vote in real elections like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
And he was seen driving out the training ground, laughing.
Yeah.
But he had his window down, so it's almost like he wanted to people to see him laughing. Then he
Yeah.
does a tweet last night when they're losing 2-0 because he knows he's the one that's getting criticism because the big story was he pulled out of training. Allegedly, 5 minutes before the end of a training session, he didn't feel comfortable with his injury. It was a risk. I mean, it's putting him back in. But he found out he was going to be on the bench and then pulls out the training session with 5 minutes to go. Which surprised a lot of the players because apparently he appeared to be looking okay.
Right, yeah.
So it's just a mess. Now you've got the issue with World Cup games coming up as well. And you've got players thinking, well, why am I risking it? I've
Well,
got a bit of this, bit of that. I'll have a couple of weeks off.
yeah, and there's a case
Got
for
nothing
that.
to play for.
Yeah, I mean, there is honestly, and I know you sort of think it's the Real Madrid badge and you've got to win every match you can and fight for every point, but there is, we discussed last a year ago, well, just less than a year ago, we were discussing the fallout of the World Club Cup, weren't we? And we were going to, which teams
Yeah.
come the end of the season. Yeah, and Real Madrid look like they're suffering, and everything else, the managerial changes, the behaviour of the players, all of that still stands.
Chelsea fall into that category as well.
Yeah,
it'd be interesting to have a look around at the teams in the later stages of that and how the season's gone.
Well, basically, some of the teams, PSG, Bayern, Inter, have dominated and won their leagues.
Yeah.
But you could say, I mean, you look at how Luis Enrique has held back the players and really, really protects them from playing much football at all.
And still win the league.
So I think that is a factor. I honestly think that's, you know, and it's not an excuse for everything else gone on.
Exactly.
And so it just it gives me more sympathy for Xabi Alonso, basically. So where do they go? They appoint Jose Mourinho, we expect?
Until I hear any other names legitimately in the frame. It's a given now. It appears that Arbeloa is going. No one's even considering the fact he's going to stay.
Yeah.
So it looks definitely. We haven't considered the fact he might keep the job.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen now. And there's no point in changing him now with the games that are left. So yeah, it's going to be that first and foremost is what matters most, isn't it? Who's going to get the job and then take it from there and see what. I mean, look at Barcelona. The handicap of three different venues this season, and they've still won every game.
Yeah.
The handicap of since Real Madrid last won the league and the Champions League in the same season, Jude Bellingham's first year, they then signed Kylian Mbappe. They've outspent Barcelona by over 200 million. And Barcelona have made a profit of about 10, 15, 20 million in the last 2 years. And Barcelona still have when Real Madrid signed Mbappe and they'd just won La Liga and the Champions League, legitimately we're thinking they're going to dominate now. How are Barcelona going to compete with this? And yet Barcelona last summer spent 27.5 million. They still made a profit. They sold players that they'd had out on loan and stuff like that. And so Hansi Flick's job is honestly, it's astonishing. The DNA he imprinted on that team from the first game and the improvement in players, the change in the position of players, is an absolutely fantastic coach. And Real Madrid won't have that. Whoever it is, they won't get that.
Yeah, and he didn't stick with Barca must play 4-3-3 that we hear all the time in the Catalan press. He changed that. And it's such an odd day because his dad died. And then... Yeah. Then he wins the league and wins the Clásico. What an emotional day!
Well, day's never going to forget ever. I mean, it was emotional. I mean, he's there. I don't know whether what's going to happen this week when they play Alaves. I don't know what state the players are going to be in. Seeing the celebrations last night, the television coverage here is phenomenal. Honestly, there's cameras everywhere. They had a fixed camera on that was waiting at the airport for the Madrid plane to land after the game and. Arrows pointing to their aeroplane and the terminal that the players were going to be coming out on. It's such a huge story. I watched a fantastic program the night before the game of vintage El Clasicos, and you forget the history of this fixture. I mean, you not forget it, but every now and then you see it and you go, oh my God, there's Cruyff, there's this person, there's that one. It's like, oh, Bernd Schuster, he's playing 1 minute for Barcelona, next minute he's running out of the Real Madrid kit. It's a historic game of football and two completely different philosophies from the two clubs. And at times, those philosophies pay off. At the moment, it's a real grind for Real Madrid. 2 years without a trophy. For Barcelona, everything in the garden is rosy. Will that remain next season? Who knows? That's the beauty of it. It changes so quickly.
Right, we've got the rest to get through, and we start again. In fact, no, the round finishes tonight, doesn't it? And then we start again tomorrow. Odd decision to cram it all in right at the end of the season. But there we are. That's the decision.
I'm just looking at Lewandowski, just the last thing. He's won 14 out of the last 15 titles.
Yeah, was he ever won?
Football.
Show us your medals.
And people, he's won 3 out of 4 at Barcelona. He won 8 on the trot at Bayern, a couple with Dortmund before the 8 at Bayern. And he won one with Lech Poznan when he was a youngster. And you think, and people still say, was he worth it? He's helped win 3 titles in 4 years. And he was a budget signing. I know he's got huge money, but they couldn't sign a 27-year-old Lewandowski. They had to get him in his early, mid, late, mid-30s. Astonishing. It's incredible achievement, I think, from Barcelona.
So we'll come back to it. We'll come back, talk more Barcelona, talk more Real Madrid later in the week after this round of games. So we need to have a quick look at everything else that's happened. Atletico Madrid are giving every impression that they'd rather the season was over. Beaten 1-0 home by Celta Vigo. I mean, Celta had literally one shot on target, didn't they? And it was a
Great
beautiful
call.
goal, wasn't it? So, but Atleti, they all of the eggs were in the cups. Baskets of the cups, weren't they? And they weren't disastrous against Arsenal. They weren't. They lost narrowly the Copa del Rey final, but you look at it, and you're left with this vaguely dissatisfied feeling again from Atleti.
But I was interested. I was doing the game, and I was interested to see what the atmosphere was going to be like at the stadium. And it was pretty pleasant, to be honest, which in contrast to what I expect this week when Real Madrid play Oviedo on Thursday night. God knows what that's going to be like. But this was fine. The support, it weren't as full as it usually is. The players didn't get booed when they came out the tunnel. They didn't get booed during the game. And do you know what was most disappointing? Their attitude, Atleti, was good, and they tried hard. They just weren't very good. And Celta had three touches of the ball in the penalty box. Borja Iglesias scores with one of them. But it was too comfortable for Celta Vigo. Once they overcome that first 10, 15-minute spell where you get from a team like Atleti at home, after that, it was, the goalkeeper Radu made a couple of good saves. But again, the same criticism, which happens now and then with Simeone, yes, these little spells, makes changes, the team gets worse, it gets disorganised. And with 15 minutes to go, you're looking and thinking, well, they're not going to score. Be another hour, they're not scoring. It's. I think it's not a satisfying season for Atletico Madrid.
And when
What's
you
going to
when
happen?
you
I don't know.
yeah when you're chasing games, don't just keep moving right backs around, would be
Ended up
my
with three. I felt for Lionel Mand. He's been playing well lately. He's found it hard to get in the team. Been playing well. Back in the starting 11, and then he was one of the changes. Very few changes that the two or three players were missing. Giuliano Simeone was missing. Julian Alvarez was missing, which kind of suggests that they were injured going into the game against Arsenal. But Lionel Mendes kept his. Lionel Mendes was on the bench at the expense of José Jiménez. And I made the point in the first 10 minutes. Lionel Mendes will be disappointed because he's back in the team, he's playing well, and he's on the fringes of the national squad. It's a World Cup coming up. And then he's dropped. He's on the bench. And then he comes on after 20 minutes because Jimenez gets injured. And then he took him off in the second half. And you're joking about the right backs here. Marcus Llorente, Puyol went to centre back, and Molina came on. So you had three right backs playing in a game you're chasing a one goal deficit. It wasn't good to watch, I have to be honest, from Atleti. He took Griezmann off too early again. I was surprised at the panic from Simeone making the changes and them getting worse, not better.
So it's confirmed that Spain has five places in the Champions League next season. I must say, I don't know why, because it's there. It's because Raya are in the final, but there we are.
I think I found out a reason, and it's down to the fact Augusto Bataya saved that penalty. That was the difference.
No, really.
Because that would have meant if Strasbourg had scored, Rayo still would have gone through, but that game
With a
itself
draw.
would have drawn. But because he saved that penalty, Rayo got the win, which gave them the sufficient points that meant then that Spain can't get caught
By
in
Germany.
the in, by Germany. So it was all down to Augusto Bataya making that penalty save. That means that Betis or Celta, there's 4 points in it now, get the fifth place. And the rest of the league are mathematically not safe.
Which so is a
story.
You're either got the chance.
Top six.
Yeah, literally. Where are we? Middle of May. You're either got a chance of the Champions League or relegation. Everybody. Yeah.
And do you know what? It's spreading that fear because before the game for Athletic Club, Ernesto Valverde, they were talking about Europe and we're not safe yet. And you go, stop. And you go, oh, no, they're not. But yeah, you need to be overtaken. But someone's going to go three games in this without picking up the point.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? So yeah, if and that's it, you're done now if you now play
Yeah.
badly. Doing the yeah.
Espanol.
Yeah. Yeah. So
But
well, so let's briefly get to, I'll do all the relegation. Well, everyone's in a relegation battle.
that's the thing. I've never known anything like this. There's lack of points at the top, isn't there? Real
Yeah.
Madrid haven't got as many points as they normally get. Villarreal are good. They're par,
Yeah.
above par.
Atleti
Atleti
63, rubbish.
are miles beyond their points.
Yeah.
Even Betis in fifth.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a great points tally for fifth place.
Yeah, for
So all the
54.
points are accumulated below. And now you're going to get someone go down with, I don't know, 43 points or something, it
Yeah.
could
Well,
be.
Alaves are two better off than a point a game. And they're in the
Yeah,
drop zone at the moment.
exactly.
And then
Yeah.
Levante won at a weird, stupid game against Osasuna. And but they've got a win, didn't they? So let's rattle through some of the football then. So Sevilla. So 80 minutes in the relegation zone, losing to Espanyol, who haven't won in living memory. And then it all turns round in the last 10 minutes. And it you know, every point is so valuable, isn't it?
Yeah.
That could keep Sevilla up. And as I was saying, not entirely joking, if they sneak into the Conference League or something, if they win another couple of games and then win it next season.
Yeah, it's possible. It really is possible. I mean, they back-to-back wins are
Yeah.
crucial, aren't they? If you can get back-to-back wins, that's you're done. We keep saying, oh, right, that's them done now, they're safe. Osasuna now, they'll be okay. Actually, they're not.
Yeah.
They're still, and the problem is, you're not going to get overtaken by, if you're Athletic Club, for instance, on 44 points, you're not going to get overtaken by everyone, are you?
No, because the some
They're
play each
playing each
other.
other.
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
So you
But
probably are safe, but you're not resting easy if you're Osasuna on 42 when you're 5 points above relegation with three games to go. As I
yeah.
say, if.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Some of these teams, one or two of them, will go three games and no points. That might be Levante. Oviedo are out of it. They're just about surviving. At this moment in time, effectively, they're down. And they can only catch Girona. They have a better head-to-head than Girona. Girona play Monday night against Rayo. A point is Oviedo relegated. The fact they're still in it with three games to go is an achievement in itself, to be honest. But then, Levante are there, Alaves are in the bottom three. One of these teams in Mallorca, Valencia, look like they're pulled away, but they're not safe. You're thinking a win for Valencia, oh, they're safe now. No, 5 points. It's three games to go. If you don't pick up another point, 42 might not be enough. So it's all going to unravel in the next. We've had the weekend, we've got midweek, we've got next weekend, all the games kicking off at the same time. I've never known anything like it.
Let me just talk us through this Levante Osasuna game. So it's three Friday night, 3-2. Levante need the points. As you say, Osasuna are one of these teams who could be in the Conference League, but actually you look at it and you think, you know what, if everything goes wrong, that 42 is not enough.
No.
But they were 2-0 up. So the first one was an awful own goal. Torriani, he just sort of throws himself at the ball for no reason.
It looks dodgy. You're thinking, just what was it? Why has he done that? What's he done? And then they go 2-0 down. And the week before, they got smashed 5-1 at Villarreal. And there was defensive mistakes. And I said last week in the podcast, not the time to start
Yeah.
defending poorly, and then they come back, and Victor Garcia with one goal, and then the second goal is it's a great cross.
Yeah, well, he just
I
whips
don't,
across in, doesn't he?
yeah, from deep, it gets into the just over 10, 15 meters over the halfway line on the left side, gets it on his right foot and whips across in towards the far post. But once it's as soon as it's traveling, you're thinking, that's got a chance of going in. It's like a golf shot when you hit a hole in one and you think, that's going in. And it was like, keeper's not getting that. That's curling in the top corner, and it did. And then Etri Young, who hasn't scored for ages, gets the winning goal in the 90th minute. So credit to Levante, they're fighting. It's great comeback.
And there
Gives
was
them a chance.
a red card as well, wasn't it, for Sergio Herrera, who this fits in with
Oh, yeah. It walked straight off, though.
Understand. There are loads of red cards in La Liga. Now, the common narrative is to blame the referees. You cannot discount the stupidity of the player. And this is a classic one. What? So he comes chasing out of his penalty area. He must be 40 yards from his goal line, and he misjudges it. And he just thinks, "Oh, I'll just stop it with my hand."
Handball it.
And like you say, you're just
I think he stumbles, doesn't he? You know, he's going down, he just thinks, I'm in trouble here, I'll just palm it away. And then gets up and walks straight off. Thank you. Mic drop. It was ridiculous.
But I do think, I mean, and that see that carried on. I know it's Real Madrid and Barcelona. They're not the all of these stupid red cards are not them. But La Liga gets too many red cards in La Liga, and then they carry that into the Champions League. And that's what, and it was crucial, certainly for Barcelona getting players sent off.
Yeah,
It just
it
it's
was.
too, you know, it's too soft, too many cards, too many red cards. Right, well, speaking of which, Oviedo,
Red
two
cards.
sent off.
Yeah,
In the
both
nil-nil,
deserved. And in fairness, I thought they're both honest tackles to see to start with, 50-50s. But when you see the replay, they leave their foot in, they leave a bit on it, and they both deserve to go. To be honest, there was no, I had no complaints from my end. And Hetafe, it was quite surprising that Hetafe were on the receiving end of it. I think when teams play Hetafe, they think we got to get stuck in on this lot because they're going to beat us up. And that wasn't the case in this game. I mean,
Valencia got a crucial win away to Athletic Club. Sadiq came on, scored a good centre forwards goal.
immediately, immediately. A surprise he wasn't playing, and Larji Ramazani. They've kind of given them a little uplift lately, those two, and they were both on the bench. Put someone together, and immediately there was an impact and good goal from Umar Sadiq. Athletic were awful, really poorly. It's that clearly, I mean, we've probably been saying it quite a while on the podcast, mentioned it over. The time is right for a change for Valverde, for Athletic Club. They've run out of steam. It was a lethargic performance. Nico Williams hampered by another injury. It appears it's a hamstring, but it appears he's going to be okay for the World Cup. Barely played though this season. I mean, I'm sure he'll go and he'll be in the squad, but it's a shame he's not going to be. Hopefully he will. Hopefully there's a turnaround. It's not the same injury that he's had, but he was lively for 20, 25 minutes and suddenly pulls up and has to come off injured. But Athletic were nowhere near it, nowhere near their level.
So, I mean, it's an interesting appointment, Edin Terzic, who was the old Dortmund boss, and he hasn't done a lot else in his, and he's only 43. I'd forgotten he was so young. So, I mean, he did a good job at Dortmund at first. So
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an interesting one, isn't it? It's a,
Yeah, they need to play the true Athletic way. And I think in the last year that's drifted away now. As I said earlier, the closing down from Barcelona, you see it evident straight away. Athletic Club don't. The back four are too deep. The fullbacks don't get forward enough. The two up front, they drop off and let the other team have the ball. When you go away from home again at San Mamés, it shouldn't be comfortable. And it has been this season for too many teams. So the change is just about right. I was hoping Athletic might put on a little spurt for Valverde to go out in style with a European spot. But there didn't seem anything at the weekend that suggested they're going all out to be in Europe next season. So time is right for a change.
Elche won, Alaves won, which sort of teaches us nothing. Except, I suppose, Alaves, I always say this, if you were to ask me who's going down, the teams currently in the bottom three are the most likely to go down. Because if you say if you stumble now to the end of the season, then Alaves and Levante will go down. They're the ones who
Yeah.
can't, they have to win something now.
Alaves got Barcelona this week, midweek.
Yeah, yes,
on
no.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
On Wednesday. So it's not even Thursday, Wednesday night. So
yeah,
seeing the celebrations from the Barcelona players, I'm sure they're going to be in a great state to travel up to Manizarrota and face a team in a relegation battle. As much as they say we want the 100 points, a better point for Alaves, I think, because Elche get all their points at home. So it denied Elche 3 points, and Elche got a late equaliser. So I think it was a decent, a not bad scoreline for Alaves.
Yeah, Elche are at Girona last day, aren't they? So that's it's very much looking like the last day, isn't it, for this whole relegation battle? Because Mallorca got a 1-1 with Villarreal. Keeper didn't have a favour, didn't they, to chuck in that?
Arnau Tennis, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a dreadful mistake, that was.
Yeah. And the it would seem that Iñigo Pérez, Terry, is on his way to Villarreal. If people haven't been listening recently, Marcelino's off, which it seems an odd one. He wanted a 2-year. I don't know why he's broken up with Villarreal. It seems a curious one, doesn't it?
It does.
He wanted a 2-year contract. They didn't. They wanted to give him a 1-year contract. You think, why don't you give him a 2-year contract?
Exactly.
He was grumpy about the way the club is run, and I think, but almost every club is worse run than Villarreal. So they're both. They should. I don't know why they've fallen out on both parts. I don't know why this
I agree
has
totally with that. And it took a while for why. I mean, when it was linked to the he might be leaving, and then it came out he was leaving. There wasn't an obvious explanation, but it has now come out that that is the issue.
Mm.
A 2-year contract is not beyond Villarreal from what he's done.
Yeah.
He took over in a crisis when they were going to get relegated 1 year. And then European football, Champions League football, and they repeated the Champions League football. So why wouldn't you give him a 2-year deal?
We see unknown managers getting given 3-4-year contracts. Marcelino is like a seasoned manager with a terrific record of improving clubs.
Yeah.
It's not a risk.
No, I agree with you. So I often think that in Premier League when they say he's got a 6-year deal, and I'm thinking, why? No, they don't last 6 years or 5 years or 4 years, but they get it in the Premier League. But in Spain, it is... Yeah, a lot of time, 1-year deals for managers.
Yeah.
But I think he was entitled to ask for another year after what he's achieved at Villarreal and his general career, to be honest.
Yeah.
But Iñigo Pérez, it's a good choice, interesting choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I did ask the question at the weekend, if Iñigo Pérez is getting it, did they ever consider Iraola? And then someone said, yeah, but he ain't going to get Premier League wages. As manager of Villarreal, even though it's a team in the Champions League, he'll get paid a lot more money than being a manager of a Premier League team.
Yeah.
So that's the issue. But, it'd be interesting to see Iñigo Pérez, manager of Villarreal.
Yes. So there we are. We will leave it there because we're back round again. We need to get this off and uploaded before we start again. So what are you're in Spain currently, Terry, and not coming home. But that's fine because I noticed the EU flag on all of the graphics this weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't notice it during the game, but I did notice it when I was looking at other games.
Right, yeah.
Today,
yeah.
Reminding myself of the goals.
So you EU people, you Irish people, like, it's all right for you.
Yeah, that's my plan tonight. And there is an Irish pub on the horizon that I'm thinking of. The reviews are not good. I'm not going to say what the name of the pub is. The reviews are not good, but I'm hoping that maybe there is Spurs against Leeds on.
Oh, I see. Yes.
So that might be my no game today, break today, then tomorrow night, Betis against Elche. Wednesday, that Alaves against Barcelona one. And then on Thursday, Real Madrid Oviedo. Back to London on Friday, back home on Friday morning, and then back to Madrid on Sunday morning. Back to London on Monday morning. So
this was a man who had the
nearly there.
You were as flight averse as Dennis Bergkamp for most of your
Still
life,
am.
Terry.
Takeoff is my issue.
Yeah.
So I apologise on my 70-odd flights that I've been on this year that anyone sat next to me, seeing me acting bizarre, clinging on for dear life, closing my eyes. I'm nearly there.
Nearly there.
But I'm looking forward to these games this week, though.
We're
at that stage now where, what have Real Madrid got to play for? Oh, they've got liven up in front of their own fans.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what Barcelona are like at Alaves.
Yeah.
Betis Elche, that should be a game, relegation team, Champions League possibility. So there's plenty of interest in the games. And of course, be watching the games that I'm not working on. It's an interesting time of the season.
Yeah, one thing I don't annoys me about the end of the season now, with three European competitions, you just don't know. We're not going to, until the Conference League final, how many places
Exactly.
there are. Could Rio win that game or not?
Yeah.
That puts them into the, so it does, it leaves it a bit untidy. I suppose just, yeah, whatever, I'll get over that. You know, we know that three go down, so that's a certainty, isn't it? Right, so enjoy. I hope you get to the Irish bar. I'm neutral on the subject of Spurs versus Leeds,
Yeah.
if I'm honest. So
When the Middlesbrough play?
tomorrow
When
night,
is tomorrow
Tuesday
night?
night,
Yeah.
against the spy ring of Southampton
Yeah.
FC. Have you been following that from
I
Spain?
have,
Yes,
yes.
yes,
Yes.
yes. I
Two
imagine
crackers
that.
the first legs, weren't they? Nil-nil in both legs. Millwall
I
and
mean,
yeah.
to be fair, I mean, the Borough Southampton was actually a decent game, unless you were sort of find the whole thing agonising. I imagine Southampton have booked the away dressing room at St Mary's. I'm only half joking. Yes, we'll see what happens there in the honest world of English football. But anyway, enjoy your Spanish football, Terry. Enjoy your Spanish football, everybody. And we're back again very soon for another round of La Liga. And so we'll be back then with another podcast soon. We'll see you then. Bye bye.
Year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die game 7, a full week of heavy hitting back and forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.